Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Jacob is faced with a choice. What is he going to cling to? He uses an ultimatum to the angel. As far as Jacob was concerned, the contest could only end one way, with Jacob receiving a blessing. The last time he sought a blessing and was asked his name, he relied on his own wits and deception to get what he wanted. He is faced with a similar kind of choice here. Jacob has demonstrated his determination to persevere, yet what he considers of utmost importance this time, he is determined to get it honestly. He has come to the end of his own resources. The only way this contest can continue is if he clings with both hands to God, if he follows God's rules instead of his own, and is rewarded and honored for his commitment. Jacob is given a new name. He is asked his name, and he answers honestly. And then God says, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel." He is given a new name because he has become a new person. Jacob is a new person. He is no longer relying on his own wits. He is not relying on deception to gain the advantage. He is not clinging to himself and his own resources. Instead, he is clinging to God. The result of this nighttime visit from God was that it brought Jacob to the point of complete loyalty to God and abandonment of self. Remember, Jacob is a work in progress. The next day, when Esau shows up, things may not go quite the way you would expect them to. Jacob does not stay the course perfectly. He is a sinner just like we are. But as far as God is concerned, he is a new person and deserving of a new name. Everyone involved is going to remember this encounter. Jacob would remember it. He wanted to be sure of the identity of the angel, but it really was not necessary. Jacob was convinced he had met God face to face and survived, something he did not expect to happen. "I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." This is an encounter Jacob would never forget because of how he was changed. He is thankful he survived. He is blessed because of his honesty, and he is honored in the use of his name. Not only would he use his name would become the name of an entire people group, the name of a nation. Jacob had some help in remembering this encounter, because at every step he took for the rest of his life, he would go back to that night when his hip was dislocated, or whatever God did. The next day, as he crossed over, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip, and he limped for the rest of his life. He had that continual reminder of his encounter. Not only his encounter with God, but his commitment to preserving honesty with God. His father asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Esau." His heavenly father asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And showed his intention to live the rest of his life honestly. Israel would remember this encounter. The nation God would form from the offspring of Jacob would not be called Jacobites, but Israelites. And Jacob's new character was to be reflected in them as a people. As Jacob had given over his deception, his dishonesty, and relying on his own wits in favor of dealing honestly and depending on God, that was to be the character of the nation. They were to be a nation of people who were honest in their dealings with one another and with God, those who trusted in God. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.